Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, this is the podcast. It is Jade, Straney and Damien, and bright and chirpy with you on the podcast today. We got the lowdown, guys, on the new Delta strain of COVID-19.
We did indeed. Dr. Carl popped by to say hello.
Didn't just say hello. He was talking to us about chickens, too.
He did.
It's a big chat about chickens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that makes it into the podcast. You know, Dr. Carl, I love him to bits, and sometimes when you're chatting with him, you go, where are you going with this, mate?
Well, I thought he was going to reveal the KFC secret recipe. It turns out the corona vaccine is part of that recipe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. That's why your chicken tastes so good.
Yeah. It's pumped full of vaccine. Is that what you mean?
Okay,
you're smarter than we are. Yes. So.
You gotta listen to the podcast to hear more about
that. Yeah, you know what? Here it is. It's a good 13-minute chat. Dr. Carl talking the latest in COVID-19.
I think we all know, Jade, Damien, we're in lockdown right across Greater Sydney. That includes also Wollongong as well. And there's a lot of people that aren't quite sure about COVID and where it starts and where it begins. So that's why we've got Dr. Carl on the mission this morning.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you very much.
No better man, I can tell you one thing. You know, Dr. Carl, I reckon for a lot of people, we've had COVID now for about a year and a half or thereabouts, and a lot of the public are hearing about different strains and mutations and now a Delta strain that's more vicious than the previous strain. How does it all work? I mean, why is this new strain more contagious than the previous one?
Nothing personal, it just wants to survive. Like they say in the mafia, nothing personal, just business. And so if it can infect more people faster, that will increase the number of virus particles, and that's what it's going through. They all evolve. So we've been through different mutations. There's been the original Wuhan version, and then we've gone through alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. And I'm hoping we don't get up to omega, because that's the end of the Greek alphabet. So the delta one seems to be more infectious. It is definitely more infectious. Now, here's the other thing. Is it nastier? And we're not sure. We are seeing more younger people appearing in hospital and also be ending up in intensive care, including children under the age of 15 or whatever. However, that seems to be more of a function of that more of them are getting infected. So at this stage, it doesn't seem to be nastier, but it does seem to be a lot better at infecting people. And the way around that, of course, is we just simply get vaccinated. Now, here's something really weird for you. A friend of mine went to Antarctica and then came back, and somewhere between Antarctica and Sydney Airport, this is about a year and a half ago, got infected. Yeah. In fact, his whole family, he, his wife, they went together, and the two kids got infected. And because they were medical and there was a whole study going on, they got tested. And here's the weird thing. Even though they had all been definitely 100% infected with the virus,
yeah,
their antibodies had gone practically to zero. You actually get better antibodies from the vaccine than you do from getting infected. With some diseases.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, mate, the reason you go to university to study immunology for 15 years is that it takes more than 1 minute to learn it, right? And this is one of the subtleties of it, right?
Definitely 15 years well spent then. Excellent.
Yeah. And in fact, in my medical studies, as you go through each term, whether you're doing cardiology or histology or pathology or anatomy or nephrology, in each case they tell you to go and buy a book. And the book was the size of the old phone book, about three or four inches thick and an A4 page, right? And you had to read the whole book in 3 months, and you had to do several of them all at the same time because you were doing a whole bunch of studies. And when it came to immunology, the book was the size of a little tiny Reader's Digest from the past. Remember them?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the trouble with immunology is you got all these feedback loops. So this chemical lead turns into that chemical, which if chemical A is present, will become worse. But if chemical B is present, will become better. And it all depends that if chemical A is present, but if its levels are high, it'll do one thing, but if its levels are low, it'll do the opposite. And you suddenly find yourself in this incredibly complicated feedback loop. So getting back to the whole vaccine thing, with regard to herd immunity and COVID-19, you get better immunity from the vaccine than you do from the actual disease. It sucks, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's good for us, though.
God, it is really.
So what you're saying in a nutshell is get vaccinated, you'll be healthier than you were before if you get COVID.
Yeah. Now, the thing about the vaccine is that it does not create a magic bubble in space around you that protects you. Yeah, there's some sort of invisible force field. So with every vaccine, because remember, whenever the Muslims make a prayer rug, whenever the Amish make a quilt, they deliberately leave a mistake to show that only the supreme being, pick the supreme being of your religion, that only the supreme being is perfect and that we humans always make mistakes, right? So with regard to the vaccines, they can protect you at four stages: getting infected, or mild disease, or a strong disease, or death. With the vaccines we've got available in Australia, they're all equally good at stopping you from dying. But in the earlier stages, they vary from one to the other in how good they are at stopping you from getting infected or having mild disease or having serious disease. But in terms of stopping you from dying, they're all pretty close to 100%.
Well, okay. Carl, I think probably the big thing that you know, Jade, not so much because she's not in lockdown, so she's able to broadcast out of home. For Damien and I, we're in areas of the Illawarra that are in lockdown. And Damien, I think this is the golden question for you, mate. When do you expect that these lockdowns are going to close, or do you think that these lockdowns will actually continue?
It all depends on how good we are at getting the vaccine out. So there are advertisements going around now saying, get vaccinated. And people are saying, I want to get vaccinated. I just can't make an appointment. There is no vaccine for me, which is kind of pointless saying get vaccinated when there are no vaccine, when there's low numbers. So even Mongolia is over 50%. Give me a break. Come on.
Right? What's so wrong?
We've gone down an unfortunate pathway and now we've just got to make it better. So how long for the lockdown? You're looking at least a week after the numbers drop to very low levels. So I'm kind of thinking 2 to 4 weeks for New South Wales-ish, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. It all depends on the individual people. If people keep on having these spreading events, then it just gets messier. And if you think back to why it happened, the reason it happened was because a limo driver was following the rules. And the rules are that if you're dealing with people from overseas on airlines and you work for the government, you have to wear all sorts of protective gear, N95, and not touch their luggage. But carrying the same people from the same place to the same location, if you're a private limo driver, the federal government put in different regulations.
Crazy.
Yeah, so it was a failure of regulation by the government. If they'd had the proper regulations, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, wow, it's extraordinary. So what I take out of that is 4 to 6 weeks, Carl. That's all I heard, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, alarm bells. That's what I heard as well.
Oh, maybe two if the numbers come down. So I'm basically just staying at home and hardly anybody's going out except for really emergency sort of stuff and having to go to work in the hospital and that sort of stuff.
And that's exactly what the message is to everybody, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
The other thing is that if you look at we've had some economists look at studies around the world. If you don't go into lockdown, the economy still goes as bad, but you got more dead people.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that's something to remember, guys, when you are in lockdown for 6 weeks, is that, you know, at least you're still alive and you and your family are staying safe, which is, you know, what it's all about, because we need to stay at home, get these numbers down, get vaccinated, and then hopefully we can get rid of this insidious pandemic that we're all living through.
But now I've got a message of hope for you.
Yes.
Okay, here comes a message of hope. It turns out that the most popular vaccine ever given by the human race, given in the largest numbers, is a vaccine against the coronavirus. And every year this vaccine saves billions of lives of chickens.
What?
Every year, the most popular virus or vaccine made by the human race saves the lives of billions of chickens. And we have a lesson for this. So back in 1937, a coronavirus started attacking chickens. And it could infect 100% of a flock within 24 hours and cause death from pneumonia and kidney disease. And the only thing they could do back then, because it was a virus, no antibiotics would work, The only thing they could do was just simply kill the flock, burn it and bury it, and hope it hadn't spread to the next flock down the line. Wow. And then, about half a century ago, we started getting vaccines. Now, let's roll forward to today. With regard to this chicken coronavirus that is still able to kill all the chickens, right? Mm-hmm. There are about 500 variants around the world, and we've got about 100 different vaccines which work against the 500 variants. And depending on where they are in the world, virtually every single commercial chicken gets vaccinated as soon as it hatches out the egg. They spray the vaccine in the air. They breathe some of it in. It goes on their feathers. They clean their feathers, and then it gets into their body that way. And as a result, and then they get vaccinated at 2 weeks and 4 weeks. And so that's the only reason that we have a chicken industry today is because we came up with a bunch of vaccines, and the virus is not getting any better. So all the chickens get vaccinated. So with the case of us humans, it's going to be that we're all going to have to get vaccinated, just like the chickens do, with a different vaccine, depending on where you are. And I see it fairly soon, depending on how much money we spend on it, that you go to the doctor's office and says, oh, Dr. J, Dr. Adam, Dr. Damien, let me have a look at your DNA, right? This is a few years in the future. And they say, oh, look, you've got certain strengths in your DNA and your immune system and certain weaknesses. Now, where are you going in the next couple of months? Where do you live? Okay, you live in the Illawarra, you live in Queensland, you live wherever. And then they work out where you're going to be in the next couple of months. And then in the doctor's surgery with a 3D printer, they print out in 10 minutes a vaccine specifically for your DNA and where you're going to be. And how long before this happens? Somewhere between 5 and 20 years, depending on how much money we put on it.
Wow. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. Well, look at it this way. You've got to drink water at least once every 3 days or you die. In this case, we're stuck with this virus, and we're just all going to have to get vaccinated for the next half century or so, and then we'll just get vaccinated, and the virus will live, and we'll live, and life will just go on as normal. Anyway, that's the message of hope. That's where we're heading.
Yeah. Dr. Carl, you are the font of knowledge and information, mate. We really do appreciate your time with us. And I know that many people in the Illawarra would love all of the info that you've given us, mate. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
You're a cat or a dog person, are you?
Look, I am a dog person, but at present we don't have any pets because we are staying at Mama Jude's, and Mama Jude's quote is, I like people, not pets.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it's a pet-free zone. Send Hendrix, our dog, down south of the border. He's living down in Melbourne at the moment.
He's living it up then, isn't he?
He's totally. There's no kids. He goes to doggy daycare. He's having the best life. He's not coming back. He will not come back.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think he's probably got the right idea because he is down in Melbourne, and Melbourne isn't in lockdown at the moment. Mm. We are in lockdown up here, and I'm kind of concerned about my dog, Billy, all right? So Billy is a moodle. He's a little furry moodle. He's a small little fella. Some would say he's overweight.
Some would say fat.
I've met Billy before. He's thick around the girdle, around the middle.
Look, he's had a good life. You know, he's certainly fond of food, and he's a little guy. He's definitely got more body, less legs.
No, he's tiny. He's got those. Has he got sausage dog in him? Because he does look a little.
He's not that small. That he looks like a sausage dog because his belly does go down to the ground, but he's not. Yeah, he's a moodle. Right.
How old is he?
He's 15 years of age, so he's getting on in years. Yeah. He's an old fella now at this stage. But a cool little dude. What I've noticed though with lockdown is we're all taking him for walks.
Of course.
It's a dog's dream, right?
Well, you would think it's a dog's dream, okay?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get concerned because I don't think he likes it as much.
What do you mean?
Now, okay, so what happens in the morning, Eileen will get up and she'll do a long walk and she'll bring him with him.
Sure.
All right, that'll be the first thing. Then Kiki has some mate that comes around the block and brings her dog and says, Kiki, you want to bring Billy? So Kiki will bring Billy as well.
Sure, sure.
Then later in the afternoon, Eileen will bring Billy for an evening walk. Cool. That'll happen as well. And then potentially I might go out as well just to get some air, and I will bring Billy as well.
Oh, God.
Now,
poor dog's exhausted.
Well, no, now he's a dog. Okay. They've got a lot of energy.
But he's like in dog. Well, he's 15, so in dog years, he's like 105. He's like, he should be getting a letter from the Queen sitting up, that's like right, just enjoying his life on the lounge.
Well, it's not like you're taking your mum and dad for a walk and saying, come on, mum and dad, hurry up.
Come on.
Fifth time today.
We're going to walk these hills again for another another hour today. Poor little dog. Well, what's happening is every time I walk him now, okay, well, for one thing, he's not walking.
He's been dragged.
He's not actually walking. It's embarrassing. I need to put a skateboard under him. And the other thing is, he started hiding, okay? Oh. Now, Billy has never been one to hide. Mm. We couldn't find him the other day. He was underneath Jagger's bed, like he was under it.
Wow.
You could hear the jingle of the lead getting taken off the hook, and he's like, I'm out of here, man.
He's like, dudes, forget it. Come on. Are you kidding me? Yeah. But, I mean, I would imagine in the Illawarra. Okay, is anyone else experiencing this with your pets since lockdown came along? Are you using them as an excuse to get outside?
Yes.
Have they become your... And are they getting fed up of it? I mean, there's a great meme I saw out there where there's a dog standing on the counter in a kitchen and he says, stuff off the lot of yous. I'm not walking again today. Illawarra, I mean, are yous experiencing this? What should we do about it? Because, I mean, they need a walk. We all need a walk.
Can you walk your dog too much, you think?
I don't think you
surely
can.
Surely not.
I think Billy thinks you can.
Yeah. What about cattle dogs and all that? They make a career out of it, chasing after sheep and everything. They know what they're doing.
They would love it.
Yeah. Well, let's find out. Illawarra, what do you do? We got Anthony online. G'day, Anthony. Where are you from, mate?
I'm from Shilco Vet Clinic and Berry Vet Clinic. I'm a veterinarian.
Okay. You'll know. This is an expert, Damo.
All right.
Is four walks a day for a 76-year-old pensioner dog, is that too much?
Look, it's sounding like it might be. I think your puppy is letting you know that it is a little bit too much, Damo, unfortunately. too much of a good thing, mate.
When it hides.
So what are the signs that it's too much?
Look, I think, aside from him writing you a sternly worded email, I think hiding under the bed's probably fairly good confirmation that it's too much. Look, I mean, dogs are natural athletes, far more so than humans. But there's a limit, and I think with older dogs, like your dog, Damo, or dogs with underlying health conditions, or potentially dogs that get heat stress, that's too much. So, general principle, don't force them to do what they don't want to do.
Now, he is a rather large dog, okay? As I mentioned, he's had a good life. You know, to date, he is definitely, he likes to eat his food. He's fond of food.
Yes.
So I'm not helping him by bringing him for four walks. I should put him on a treadmill.
Blame it on COVID, mate. It's the COVID spread. It's not his fault.
Yeah. COVID kilos.
That's right. It's not Billy's fault. Poor Billy. Hey, Anthony, while we've got you on the subject of COVID, Milko and I were having this discussion the other day. Like, obviously, you know, we're transmitting it human to human, but can dogs catch COVID?
Look, the simple answer, there have been some isolated cases of dogs that have been in very close contact with humans that are positive. And they have contracted COVID-19, but they're very isolated. There's a lot, I guess, that we don't know about the virus and its mutations and different strains. So the health advice is if you test positive, isolate from your pets as well, which is pretty sad.
Oh, wow.
The poor
Billy's doing his own self-isolating at the Leith household already. Yeah. He's just preparing.
He's taking no chances that we may have COVID. He's just like, stay away from me. All right, stay away from me.
Well, Anthony, great to catch up, mate, and some really good advice. Don't just walk your dog because you're in lockdown. The poor thing doesn't want to be walked.
That's it. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a great day.
Yeah, you good too. Idea. Anthony there from Shilco Vet and the Berry Vet Group as well. Some really good advice. And possible that your dog could actually catch COVID too. That's extraordinary.
Well, in rare cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really extraordinary.
I'm going to walk Billy three times a day. I've reduced it by one.
Maybe you can hire a dog. Get somebody else's dog who needs
great
a dog.
Great idea.
All right, a big dog. All right, I like your style. Exactly. I like your style.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train, Topic Train.
All right, so if you don't know about Topic Train, we get a couple of news headlines. We flip them, spin them on their heads and see if Damien and Jade have got a couple of stories about this. Guys, this is extraordinary. Really close to home. Strike Force Raptor. The cops have been to Helensburgh. A few luxury cars were seized at Helensburgh yesterday.
Helensburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, mama.
On a bit of a property.
Stolen cars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, luxury cars that are linked to that Sydney gangland thing at the moment that's happening. So after the raids by the cops, it's on the back of these tray tops, Porsches, Lamborghini, Holden Malu Ute, amongst many of the other cars. So they're all very flash,
cars. Very flash.
Want to ask you, what's the flashiest car you've ever had a ride in?
Ooh, I know when we were over in Nashville a couple of years ago and the whole family happens to be friends of ours own a limousine. And we said, hey, any chance of picking us all up in the limousine? The kids were just blown away by it. It was just, so that was just a lovely memory. I just
cool experience for the kids.
Cool experience. We loved it.
I've done a few limo drives, but I remember the time that I was probably in the worst car I've ever been in.
Oh, do
but
tell.
At the flashiest hotel I've ever stayed at.
Oh, no.
We got invited up to the Astro Awards, so they're like the TV awards for Ozstar, Foxtel. Yeah. And they put us up at this swanky hotel up in Sydney. And so on the way up, I had to borrow my uncle's car because my work car, was getting service, so he let us borrow his. He's got this little buzz box, a little gold Kia Rio, and so Milko and I are driving into the city in this little buzz box. The radiator goes, so it's overheating, and all this smoke's coming out of the top of it. So we pull up into the valet at the front of the hotel, and we're in this banged up gold Kia Rio, smoke's coming out from under the hood, and the guy comes to get our keys to go park it in the valet.
Oh, no.
And embarrassed. We're just like, don't even worry about parking it. Just leave it out here on the road. Let's just hope somebody just steals
it.
His car.
Dump it. Take it away.
Can I take your keys? No. Can you take the whole car?
Hey, please.
Another one. What about this? This is extraordinary. A toy-like gun covered in Lego has sparked a whole bunch of uproar. A Utah gun company has halted sales of a Lego-themed pistol kit.
Oh, that's just stupid.
After facing fierce backlash from the public, a request from the Danish toy maker has helped them move the product from line. But this is extraordinary. If you could, forget the gun as being on
sale.
That's
stupid.
It is terrible. Yeah. It's awful. If you could make anything of Lego, what would it be?
Out of Lego. You know what I would do, actually, just with the kids, because kids love Lego. I would make the TV out of Lego. And every night, I would dismantle it. So it's all in, 10,000 pieces. Yeah. 10, pieces. You want to watch TV? You make the TV.
Yes, that's it.
You earn your TV.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I have got a girlfriend who's about to make a big life decision. So she's 38 and she's debating whether or not to have kids.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And, well, me having about a million, she actually gave me a call the other day and said, hey, I'm thinking about having a baby. What do you reckon? And I was like, don't do it.
Get a partner first.
Did you say you called the wrong person? Call someone who's only got one child.
Yeah,
that's right. Don't call me. No, I said, look, kids are beautiful. I love all my children. They're gorgeous, and I wouldn't change any of them for the world. Yeah. But I said, it's a massive commitment. I'm like, she's someone who really likes her time. She likes taking naps. She likes going for long walks. She likes sleeping. She likes all the things that you never get to do when you have children.
Yes. I just said that
they're going to take over your life, my friend. They are going to take over your life. I mean, in our lounge room at the moment, we've got baby paraphernalia everywhere. You've got the walker, the bouncer, the change mat, toys from one end of the house to the other. We've got at least one child in our bed every night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Jeez. And kids, they get so warm in bed. They just want to kick off because their blood is flowing, you know, fantastically. We're all older and it's slowing down a bit. And they get so hot, they just kick off all the blankets.
Go sleep on mum's feet. Help the circulation. But not even that, like the social life as well. Like, because previous to lockdown, you know, we were going to all birthday parties and everything like that. And I just said to my mate, look, remember when we used to go nightclubbing? We'd go out in the Illawarra and you know you had a good weekend when you had all stamps up your arm, you know, something from Bourbon Street and the glass house. And you'd look at your wrist at the end of the weekend and go, man, we had a good weekend. I don't remember most of it, but I've got about 16 stamps up my arms.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend. And I'm like, I said, Al, if you have kids, honestly, the only stamps you're ever going to have on your arms are going to be from play centres like Flip Out.
Yes.
Or if a kid's actually held you down and attacked you with all their stamps. Oh. I said, other than that. So after a... What were you going to say, Damo? Sorry.
Well, no, I was just thinking, okay, does your mate live near you? Because if your mate's not in lockdown at the moment, do a trade. Do a swap. Give them a taste. Get them into the house. All right, you said, so long, sucker. Right? I will see you in 3 days.
Oh, imagine that.
3 days? 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Myself in lockdown
she'll
somewhere.
Never have children again with your four. Oh.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.